My fucking people, how y'all doing? Oh my fucking God. I don't even have the words, but I have to put them into words because I owe y'all at least that. And I don't want y'all to think it's an excuse or I'm having excuses. But your girl be going through a lot of shit, y'all. I just be going through a lot. Not even like a lot, like I just a lot mentally. You get what I'm saying? Like I just be having to put a lot of things in place. And I don't be forgetting about my priority because Pimp Talk is one of my priorities. I don't forget about y'all. I don't forget about my reasoning behind what I'm doing. I don't forget. I just let a lot of outside shit get into my head. And I'm supposed to use that, but I don't. You get what I'm saying? I'm used to handling shit a different way. And I'm trying to handle it a different way. I'm trying to handle my shit with y'all because I feel like if we handle our shit together, it'll make me feel better. Because I'm learning a lot. Like, I'm learning a lot just off my podcast. Like, a shit I didn't know growing up, I'm learning just by taking my time out and talking about just different shit. You get what I'm saying? Different topics. Just coming on here talking, chopping it up with y'all. The questions y'all have, it actually makes me reevaluate my life. So I hope it's doing the same for y'all. And I just want to say I do apologize. It's been, 2 months I haven't did a Pimp Talk. But, you know, I started a new job and this is kind of fucking with me a little bit. Third shift. If you work third shift, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. It was hard to balance it at first, but now I'm on track. You get what I'm saying? Now it's going to be different shit. I know I said the next time I will be visual, and that's kind of what I was waiting on. And I could have been got everything I needed to get, but it was just, I had a lot going on, y'all. And I just want to say I apologize from the bottom of my heart. So please bear with me. I thank my people that been here from last year. We going on our two years? Yeah, we finna make 2 years. Yeah, not three, two. Right, cool. So I just want to thank everybody for being with your girl. And I want to say I'm sorry again. And I'm going to make it up to y'all for sure. I don't have a topic today per se. Just wanted to come on here and chop it up. It's been a day. And I swear to God, whenever I'm going through some shit in my mind or I'm just going through too much or I'm being overwhelmed, I always want to come on here and talk to y'all. But it's like I always get distracted by some other shit. I got to go do something, run some errands, you know. You know, it's hard being Mac D. You get what I'm saying? It's hard shit. I bet it's hard being you, goddammit. But, you know, we still have to put our priorities first and do what needs to be done always. Because my podcast is something I want to do. It's how I express myself. You get what I'm saying? It's not even about the money, even though I make a little bit of money. But it's not about the money at all. I haven't been making no money because I haven't been on here. So, you know, like, but it's like I said, it's not about the money. It's really about connecting with y'all. And I've been having so many people texting me and inboxing me on different social medias. Like, when you coming out with a new one? Bitch, where Pimp Talk at? Excuse my language. But my friends is like, bitch, where Pimp Talk at? And I just have no excuse because I just been going through my own shit. You get what I'm saying? And I guess today I just want to say, when you going through your own shit and you're doing something that you know that needs to be done, I won't even say that you want to do something that needs to be done, that's your priority, and you're going through something, always still get your shit done, no matter what, because I feel like I'm failing with my podcast. You get what I'm saying? I feel like I'm failing y'all. Not really, but I feel like that because, like I said, this is my priority. Pimp Talk is something I've created to share with y'all, and I haven't been doing my part as a host. You get what I'm saying? So, I want to keep apologizing for that because I want y'all to feel me and understand that shit. If you know me personally, you know how I get. You know, I be having my own shit going on. I get in my head a lot, and I contradict myself a lot. I beat myself up a lot. Like, I'm my biggest criticizer. Nobody has to. I'm telling y'all. This is why I feel like I don't take. Am I saying the right? Constructive criticism. I feel like I don't take that well because I'm my biggest criticizer. You get what I'm saying? If I'm putting something out there, I want to make sure it's not perfect, but I want to make sure it's enjoyable. I want to make sure it's good the first time. I don't want to have to come back and redo some shit or. You feel me? So if I get some shit wrong the first time, I beat myself up about it because I feel like, damn, What the fuck was stopping me from getting it right the first time? A lot of people don't think like that, but I do. You get what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say everything needs to be perfect in my life or I'm moving as such, but the place where I kind of always been like this. I kind of always been a person where I want shit to go right the first time. I don't want to have to redo it. I don't want to have to repeat myself. I don't want to have to, like I said, it's a mind thing. You get what I'm saying? I need to know that everybody makes mistakes, which is, you know, I know the shit. You know, I know the cliche shit. I know everybody make mistakes. It happens to the best. You get what I'm saying? You ain't the only motherfucker this happened to. I understand that. But when it happens to me, and when I do something wrong, this is just me and my thoughts, you know, I just feel like, damn. I feel like all my life people have held me up to this certain type of pedestal. Like everybody in my life holds me accountable for something, you know. So when I fail at anything, I be feeling like, damn, I done let somebody down. That's another way of saying it too. I be feeling like I let people down as my podcast. And I feel like I was beating myself up about so much shit that's happening in real life. Not saying my podcast is not real life, y'all are, but I'm just saying, like, I'm beating myself up about the shit I'm going through in real time, you know, that I can't get on here and fake the funk like I'm just not going through shit. You get what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to figure out how to acknowledge the fact that, Shauna, you not perfect, bitch. And you gonna go through shit. You gonna get it wrong. You know, it's not, you ain't exempt for shit. Like, I don't know why I feel like I'm not supposed to go through nothing. Well, then again, I feel like because I mind my motherfucking business, you know, and I do shit right. This motherfucking squirrel. Get the fuck on, bitch. Ooh, excuse me, y'all. I can't edit that out, but this motherfucking squirrel right there. But anyway. Any motherfucking way. But yeah, you know, like I said, I need to know that it's going to be all right. You know, and I feel like that's just the topic for today. Like I said, it ain't no topic, but I just wanted to share that with y'all. If anybody feeling like how I've been feeling, they can't complete a task or they can't keep going because they're going through a lot of personal shit or a lot of shit in their mind and they don't know how to release it or let it go or talk about it. You get what I'm saying? Shit, we just need a break. That's all. We just need to know everything going to be all right. Shit, somebody, you know, there's nothing you can do per se, or there's nothing, you know, somebody else can do, or it's not none of that. It ain't you needing help with anything. It's just, damn, I just need a minute, you know. But that still shouldn't drive you away from the shit you supposed to be doing. Like I said, for myself, for example, I still supposed to do my pimp talk. I still supposed to hit y'all up every Thursday, like every other Thursday, like, what's going on, your girl here, you know. But I've been going through a lot of shit. And I just want y'all to understand that and understand my reasoning behind that. That's all, you know. I beat myself up about a lot of shit, so I don't need nobody to do it for me. But I still got y'all. Like, I'm learning. I'm 25, but I'm learning, you know. Like I said, I had to teach myself a lot, so y'all got to bear with me. I ain't the smartest bitch in the world, you know. So I don't know how to handle every situation. I just know how to talk myself out of certain situations, talk myself down, calm myself down. Sometimes I can't, because sometimes I be getting to a point where I can't calm the fuck down, and I don't be knowing, damn, what the fuck can I do, like, to calm down, you know. Pretty sure everybody have those moments, you feel me. But like I said, that still doesn't give me an excuse to stop handling the business, because my podcast is all I got. Y'all all I got for real. And I've always said I didn't want to be 25 with nothing. And I'm not 25 with nothing. I have y'all. So I have to keep that going. You get what I'm saying? I have to invest in myself. I have to put my all into this. You know, I can't keep putting my pimp talk on the back burner. I can't keep doing that. I can't keep, well, I'm going to do this later. I'm going to do this. I have to do it now. You get what I'm saying? I got to put my best foot forward now. I got to do my shit now. You feel me? Then I be also thinking like, damn, I'm going to lose my motherfucking listeners. Motherfuckers not going to fuck with me because I'm taking too long. I'm going through my own shit. You know, some people don't be want to understand that shit. Some people want to pimp talk right then and right motherfucking now. Like, drop them jaws, bitch. That's how fast they want it. You feel me? Knocking. But shit, I try to give it to, I tried to do it that way, but still, I feel like I wasn't giving my best, you know? And it's a difference. Like, I can feel, talking and venting is that's what I do best. You get what I'm saying? Giving advice and and just listening, that's my specialty. You know, I can do that all day. So my podcast is just really for me, for real, y'all. And shit, I love y'all, but it's a way for me to vent. You get what I'm saying? Y'all feedback is what let me know that I'm doing the right shit. You get what I'm saying? Let me know that I ain't just the only motherfucker going through this. Because I go through a lot of shit. You get what I'm saying? Besides the fact me trying to talk some sense into other motherfuckers, I go through my own shit. That's why I can't sometimes put into words what the fuck I'm feeling, or I don't be knowing how to communicate with the shit that's going on in my mind, because I'm overthinking. I'm overstimulated. I don't know what the fuck going on. You get what I'm saying? I just need a moment. Sometimes my moment be 2 fucking months, and I'm sorry, you know? But the motherfuckers that stick with me from day one, that understand that this bitch human, this bitch going through shit, but whereas Pimp Talk, I fuck with y'all the long way, and I'm going to continue to do this for y'all, too. You get what I'm saying? I could be y'all voice. But shit, sometimes I be needing to voice my motherfucker self, and I don't be knowing how to handle that, you know? But I'm going to get it together. But I promise y'all, I promise. I don't know if I said promise before, but I promise. The end of October, we will be visual. I'm taking Pimp Talk visual, seeing your girl. I'm taking it all the way there at the end of October. I know I've said it. I know, kind of feel like a bitch lying, but I'm dead the fuck serious this time. Hey, all I got is my word, so. Shit, y'all gonna see at the end of October. I'm gonna be set up. I'm gonna hook it up, and we gonna work with what we got, and we gonna y'all gonna see me transform. Like y'all gonna see the transformation. Like y'all gonna see, and I'm putting my best foot forward, my everything into this. I'm not playing no more, you know. Y'all gonna witness. And for the motherfuckers that ain't here right now, they gonna witness. You know, but like I said, the end of October, we going visual. Y'all gonna see your girl. We gonna be able to hopefully communicate much, much, much thoroughly. You know, it's gonna be better. Hopefully it'll be a whole nother little hookup. I'm gonna put my all into this. I'm gonna find somebody to help me. You know, I think I got a couple people that'll help me, you know. Money isn't a problem no more. So you feel me? We gonna get the shit done. The end of October, beginning of November for sure. That's it. You feel me? That's it. Ain't gonna be no more just my voice. It's gonna be my face. I'm gonna be looking good and shit. Tell the niggas holler at me. You know, but that's how we gonna do that. I missed y'all so much. I just was going through a lot today. It was one of them days for me. And the first thing that popped in my head was talk to your people. So whenever I get that, and I do be having that little voice in my head, it be talk to your people, but sometimes I don't be knowing how to put into words, so I don't be knowing what to say. But today, I felt some shit. It was like a testimony. So I had to come on here and let y'all know how I was feeling, but don't even worry about it, because it's going to be better. I promise y'all, I'm going to do better. Work with me. You get what I'm saying? And that's all I got to say for y'all today. I know it's Tuesday. I don't usually do no pimping on Tuesdays, but I was feeling like I had to. Mwah. Until next time, goddammit. Peace out.